No, it's 8:22. And East Coast Breakfast.
It's 159 hours.
I believe it is a Wednesday. And you're on East Coast Breakfast, East Coast Radio. Kerry Miller's about to give you the floral Springbok 15.
I think that's what's going on. Is that you know that I've got to actually, I'm going to join in on a sports thing. So I have to
We remember your first 11, Kerry Miller. We don't forget.
What sport was that?
That was, it was cricket.
Okay, yes, yes.
That's actually a good question because soccer is also first 11 and hockey.
And that's quite exactly right. What I thought.
Quite right.
So it was between my hockey squad and my... All right, so let's get straight into it. For my... And the reason they're floral is because I believe that with these men together, our team will blossom. So number one is prop. And I heard that prop has to be a big man.
Yes.
And as soon as I think big man, a picture came out recently of this very famous guy with bodyguards. But his bodyguards are half his size. So I thought I'm going to put him front and center there. Here's the reason I would watch boys toss balls around.
Mm-hmm.
He was an Aquaman, or he played Aquaman in Batman versus Superman. And his name is Jason Momoa, and he's hot.
He was also in the
New Zealander.
He's a New Zealander.
I'm with you, Kerry.
Okay, so Jason Momoa is my prop.
Aquaman.
Yes.
Yeah, Aquaman
well,
is prop.
Will be able to play in the wet, yeah.
Then number two was hooker. Now, obviously, I wasn't sure really about these positions, so I Googled hooker.
No, not a good call.
Well, yeah, exactly. But
you should have done hooker rugby.
So two names came up when I Googled hooker.
Don't say the names on air.
I got Hugh Grant and Charlie Sheen. So... I'm gonna cast in the position of hooker. I'm putting Charlie Sheen because Charlie Sheen will always be hashtag winning. Remember
quite
his
right.
Tiger's blood and all that.
Carry on.
There
and
he is.
He'll always
hooker.
Be able to find touch because he knows where the lines are.
That's what I'm saying. Then I had to go with a local for prop because what is a rugby match game?
Yeah.
A rugby match game.
Yeah.
What is a rugby tournament if you don't hear this?
Beast.
Yeah. Good pick. Good call.
So
good
Beast Ntawarira is sitting there as my prop.
Tight head or loose head?
Tight head, obviously. Then at number four, I've got a man that I love a lot.
Ooh.
Plus, it's going to confuse the other players that will think they're two beasts on the field. Ska Shabalala.
What a strategy.
I'm going to the World Cup.
Yeah.
What a strategy.
Ska Shabalala is going to be sitting there as my lock.
Excellent. Oh, that'll pull in two defenders, yeah?
And then, are there two locks?
Yes.
Okay. I was quite confused because yesterday at Spa, I asked, literally was a guy standing next to me when I was getting some bread. And he was like, I said to him, can you give me the name of a lock?
Yeah.
And he said, Buckies. But... Bucky's Buta.
Buta, Bucky's.
So look, guys, I don't know who the Philip he is, but yeah. I love his name, and Bucky's is in there.
Bring Bucky's, it matters being in. Yeah.
Then.
Yeah. No. Well,
so my flankers.
Yes.
Number name six them. And seven, right?
Yeah.
First of all, I've seen these two before, and I know that the egos can handle a loss.
Yeah.
And secondly, I think it's about time they get an opportunity to actually represent their country.
Sure.
So. My flankers, six, AB de Villiers, and seven, Vernon Philander.
No comment.
But you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I just think they can really
chance.
Have it.
Give them a chance.
Eighth man. So I heard that eighth man is a guy that bends over a lot, like at the back of the big hug.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they bend over and like their glutes are on show, like a lot.
Quite a lot.
So I found myself a doctor who was also Mr. Cosmo 2019. His name is Fazile Mkhize. And look, he might have that 8 on his back, but he has a 10 out of 10.
Okay.
So I thought I think that's a good person at the back of the man
perfect.
Hug.
Yeah,
perfect.
Yeah.
Then talking about number 10, by the way, I know I've skipped one, but for the fly half, I don't think I need to justify this. If I think rugby, I hear Sky saying this name.
Yeah.
Dan Carter.
Yeah, Dan Carter.
Dan Carter.
Oh, yeah, DC.
So
again, this will be the second New Zealander you're putting in the Springbok squad.
Yeah.
Are you comfortable with that?
There's a lot of Springboks in New Zealand, so.
Fair enough.
There's a lot of South Africans
might as
there.
Well.
So
yep.
It's interchangeable. So Dan Carter is my number 10. Going back to number 9,
I needed
a man who is prepared to take on men twice his size.
Yeah.
I need someone who's a little bit scrappy, but I love him. He's like my spirit animal. So scrum half. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, Bongani Mtolo.
Oh, snap.
Bongani's a scrum half.
Yeah, because you know, like, he's like that little dog that barks big, you know.
Yeah.
But bites even bigger.
The yapper.
Okay. Then number 11. Number 11 is one of my favorite numbers.
Mm-hmm.
So this man, when he does score, he does one of those fabulous dives, like the grass is actually water. Plus, Sky fanboy is so hard with him that it'll be magnificent to see the two of them on a field.
You're not going to put Habana at 11.
Brian Habana.
At 11.
Oh,
yeah.
You put a wing at centre.
I don't know what that means. I just like the number. I'm going with numbers, guys.
Thank you. I got a roommate.
You got a roommate.
Yes.
All right.
Then the next man is the centre, number 12. He played prop at school, but he's the centre of my world.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, at the center. Point number 12 is the Greek.
Your Greek.
Your Greek.
Oh, you got two New Zealanders and a Greek on the Springbok team.
Put him. And then the other center, guys, I went with a man. He is a freak of a rugby player. His offloading skills, second to none. A sublime pair of hands. He takes contact. He offloads. He makes hard yards. Offensively, he is sound. Sonny Bill Williams.
What the hell? Not in the Springbok team. What is wrong with you?
I just hated you.
I thought he's so pretty. No. I like him a lot.
Gary Miller. Listen, I draw the line.
No. Remember that video I showed you? He could be dad of the year. Remember when he surprises kids?
I'm right out of time here, guys. I've got three more places of the 15-team squad. I've got number 14, 15, and 16.
Yeah.
Number 14. I've put him at number 14 purely so that every single game I get to hear this.
That's a grill. Silent Dambert. Is that my kid? I cook it, man. I cook this kid.
Perfect 14.
Yes, he's
best,
got great hair.
No, after number 4, Star Shabalala. No.
Okay, yeah.
Wait, hold on. Number 15. I wanted someone to play fullback that didn't just have a full back, but a really nice big full round tummy. And weirdly enough, every time I see him do any sports, he's really good at it. So Darren Moore.
Sorry, Billy.
No, Billy, I'm sorry, man. Point of order.
No.
This is our last line of defense.
No, it's not. On the bench at number 16, just because, guys, there's every woman and some men's dream to have this man on her bench, Adam Levine.
Yes.
Adam Levine is going to be Levine. There. I know. I know. I just felt like I needed just to add a little bit of the X factor, you know. So that is my blossoming team of Springboks, guys. Well, so I think actually I've got a chance.
I would love to watch this team play.
And then on the sideline, we've got, as Darren runs past, Adam going, "Boys like you run away from guys like me."
I like it.
Look, I'm proud.